With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to the work of DOGE, a panel charged by President Trump with streamlining government and ending wasteful spending, Elon Musk says there's nothing draconian about it.
It's just common sense.
President Trump agrees it's just common sense, and he signed an executive order aimed at accelerating the downsizing of the federal workforce.
The new order puts strict limits on hiring, with government agencies only adding one new employee for every four who leave. The president also said he wants agencies to plan for large-scale reductions in force, a phrase that's normally used to describe layoffs. Advisor Elon Musk said there are some good people in the federal bureaucracy, but they need to be accountable, he said, and that major government reform is what Americans voted for. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Pennsylvania teacher Mark Fogel is back home, freed from a Russian prison under a deal negotiated by President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff. Fogel says it was a rough time over there, but the folks back home kept him going.
This super organism of people that came to my support and the love that I was given sustained me for 3.5 years in a prison that had me in hospitals for more than 100 days.
Fogel arrested in 2021 for possessing a small amount of medical marijuana. A snowstorm forced the Senate to postpone yesterday's confirmation vote. A National Intelligence Director nominee, Tulsi Gabbard, that vote now expected later today. Also later today, we'll get an inflation update. The Labor Department expected to report the January Consumer Price Index rose 2.9% from a year ago. Wall Street Dow futures down 68 points. This is SRN News. A battle over so-called conversion therapy in Missouri.
Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit against Kansas City and Jefferson County on behalf of several Christian counselors. Both entities have passed laws barring mental health professionals from helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle and transgenderism. ADF spokesman Brian Niehart says, quote, "The First Amendment protects every American's freedom to speak and listen. These are some of the most fundamental elements that go into counseling." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says that the Swiss-based IOC allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. The Russian-led boxing body cites an executive order on transgender athletes issued by President Trump to justify the criminal complaints. This is SRN News. Big losses from the Southern California wildfires spell red ink for a state insurance fund.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who cannot get private insurance needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky to insure. California State Insurance Department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Snow, sleet, and freezing rain expected to continue across the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic states today, while Southern California readies for a storm that could unleash flooding. National Weather Service says more heavy snow expected in parts of Virginia as well as West Virginia. More details at SRNNews.com.